and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New details are out regarding the gunman who killed a dozen people, mostly co-workers, in Virginia Beach. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
The gunman in the shooting massacre that left 12 people dead and others injured in a Virginia Beach City building where he worked had submitted his letter of resignation hours before the shooting. Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hanson says that despite him being in good standing.
He notified his chain of command that morning.
The morning, Friday?
Yes.
And he was notified, you know?
My understanding is he did that via email.
He was not forced to resign?
Negative.
Was the resignation over a position that he was applying for and did not get?
Not to my knowledge.
He had worked as an engineer for the city. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
North Carolina lottery officials say one lucky ticket holder will take home just over $344 million in the Powerball jackpot that they won on Saturday evening. The winner has not come forward yet, but officials say the winning ticket was sold at Carly C's grocery store. Owner of Carly C's, Mac McLam, says this sort of money will change this person's life forever.
We are so grateful to just here at Carly C's that we could just play a small part in this, that we could play a part in not only changing someone's life, but actually changing someone's generational life, and that it would carry on. Because $340 million would go on several lifetimes.
Please remember you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And we're back. It is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Ready to go, we are.
We absolutely are, folks. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer, and our guest today is Congressman Paul Mitchell. Congressman Mitchell, you're from the 10th Congressional District here in Michigan, correct?
That's correct, the other side of the state.
Yeah, listen, I got to tell you, I got so many questions to ask you about D.C., but because of how I come to know you, I've got to start with Michigan politics, and I apologize up front for doing that. Folks, just to give you a little background, Congressman Mitchell, before he was a congressman, I think you spearheaded the vote no. Is that how it was? I can't remember whether it was yes or no.
Yeah,
it was so tricky.
Yeah, vote no on Prop 1.
Prop 1, yep. It was 2015. It was the gas tax hike that was put on our ballot. You did an absolutely commendable job at marshaling the folks, and you were a great leader in that. It was an overwhelming victory, and then state government did what it did thereafter, and I rant about that still probably every other week. That's literally, so the folks listening are going, yeah, he really does. But that said, listen, we've got Governor Taxmore, as I've come to call her, that wants to fix the damn roads, and she's going to do it with 45 additional cents, which works out to an additional $2-plus billion. What say you?
Well, there's two problems in that. You know, the average person that drives about 15,000 miles a year is going to pay somewhere around $250 more a year in gas taxes under that plan. I just don't understand it. She's talking about taking about a third of the money you're going to raise and put into things that aren't related to roads. One more time, just like Proposal 1 with the previous governor, they tell you they're going to fix the roads, they raise taxes, and they take part of the money, a significant part of the money, and use it for other things and don't want to tell you about it.
Right.
I think politicians should be honest. If they're going to say we need to raise revenue, what they're going to use the revenue for, how much they need, and then use it for what they said. That's the way it should work.
Paul, yeah. when Snyder first came to office, I was still heavily involved with the Tea Party. And so one of the folks that worked for him took me out to Big Boy here on Pearl Street in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids, said, we want your support for an increase in tax. I said, well, I can't do that until you fix the way state government does business, and then if you need more money, I'll be with you. But you can't just raise the tax. So here we are all of these years later, $2-plus billion later, and that money didn't go away. It was percentages. They're still collecting it. And she needs an additional $2 billion. I don't understand them, Paul.
Well, state tax revenues are up. They're up this year. They're up last year.
Right.
The revenues are up. They're up meaningfully. And I agree with you. I've said repeatedly, make government more efficient. It's just same issue, just the federal government. And we can talk about that. It's an ongoing struggle. The bigger it gets, the harder it is to get your hands around it and fix it and even make simple cuts in the cost of government because, you know, everyone protects turf someday,
sure.
And that includes the bureaucrats. So it's not easy, but we're not going to spend more. There's no chance of that 45 cents passing the legislature. I'm entertained that the governor's made a threat that, well, maybe she'll shut government down. Let's see how that works for her. They certainly attacked the Trump administration and Republicans for that in D.C., so now suddenly they're talking about it's okay if a Democrat governor does it in Michigan, but not for the president when we do it because of securing our border and refusing to spend money to secure a border. Interesting, but we'll see how it works.
Are you familiar with H.R. 24, Federal Reserve Transparency Act of 2019?
I'm not, to be honest with you. There's a whole lot of bills that are submitted in the Mike, so I'm not aware of that, but go ahead.
Well, that's the mechanics. So actually, it's not even the bill that causes me to bring it up with you. It's the mechanics of it. When I look at this, this was introduced by Rep. Massey and Thomas, and it had, 71 or so co-sponsors. And what it calls for is transparency in the Federal Reserve. And a local constituent messaged me a week or so ago and wanted to know why our congressman wasn't one of those co-sponsors, keeping in mind the reason he reached out to me is he knows that I support Congressman Huizenga. He's a personal friend. He's not on here. And it caused me to want to have this on my list of questions with you. To your point, there are a lot of bills floating. How is it that these bills are circulated and requested for people to be co-sponsors?
Sometimes they're circulated out to people that, in this case, Thomas Massey, for example, he knows that they've had conversations about it. You know, so sometimes they're sent around to offices that, hey, do you guys want to be involved with this? So it varies around that. So I you know, why it is that Mr. Huizenga's bill's not on that, I couldn't tell you. I think fixing our federal appropriations, our federal deficit problem, is really not the Fed Reserve problem. It is about fixing what we call, quote, mandatory spending. Right now, about 62-64% of all of our spending at the federal government level is mandatory. It happens automatically, happens without a vote, happens every year, and it keeps going up every year. And you can't fix our deficit until you start requiring some accountability for everything we spend.
Isn't that Congress pushing away its responsibility?
In part, I think you're right. It makes it easier, and it also makes it easier for administration. It's been this whole mindset that we fight around the edges.
Sure.
The only thing that should be mandatory spending is Social Security, Medicare, and TRICARE, which is veterans' health care. Other than that, the rest of it should be something that's voted on by Congress. I have a bill with Bradley Byrne from Georgia, who's running for the Senate down in Georgia, to require that everything else be discretionary spending. That we zero-based budget every agency every 3 years or so on a rotating basis so that, in fact, everyone has to justify every dime they spend.
Well, to me, Paul, I'm one of those guys that think that if you're going to spend a dollar, that the bill ought to point to that which is in the Constitution authorizing it and then to a funding source. That's where I would be in it. But listen, I think they like the automatic spending because then they don't have to take a position in their districts.
It's true. Here's the other thing I find entertaining is that you know what they call a budget cut in D.C.? And by the way, Lansing's the same way. The bureaucrats call it, said they took a budget cut. They get less of an increase than they asked for.
And that's just profound to me. It really is. Can you imagine Miles or Paul running your home that way?
Or my businesses? No.
No.
We cut the budget. We spent less real money.
In your businesses, if you run short, can't you just demand that your patrons pay more that month?
I tried.
You stand out in the middle of your business and say, all right, everybody, you got to pay an extra 10% because I blew the money this month.
Yeah, no. it doesn't work. It never worked in a business, and it shouldn't work in government that way.
Right.
It's going to take some real discipline to get it fixed, and unfortunately, I think it's not going to get better until we approach a new crisis point of federal debt. We're $22 trillion, and at some point in time, it becomes a very untenable situation.
I've often wondered, Paul, with the way they've got committees set up, and by the way, I don't know that there's a better way, so I'm not even attacking the process, but I've wondered if the way the committees are structured, if it doesn't pigeonhole our representation so that it's almost purposeful so none of this heavy lifting gets done.
Well, I'll give an example about how kind of the process works. I had some, and I'll do it again this year. Each budget cycle, I proposed 10% cuts to the Ministry of Costs, a number of agencies, Treasury, for example, and the Justice Department, and the administrative costs. Just a 10% cut. I was on the floor when they going through the cuts, going through my amendments to the appropriations bill, and the Republican member who's a ranking member on appropriations last year, said, well, maybe I'm going to get a floor vote on this. I'm going to ask for a vote on it. He goes, well, it may pass, but even if it does, we'll put it back in conference committee.
Let me ask you, Congressman Mitchell, we're almost out of this time for
sure.
Before break, but can I hold you over? Because I know Miles is a chomping at the bit to ask you some questions, and I'm not done with you either, if we can keep you for a little bit
yeah,
more.
Yeah, for a few minutes, sure. We'll do it for a few minutes, no problem.
Very, very nice. Folks, is that right? Yep, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
A perfect day to fish.
It's cold but sunny.
Let's try the north side of the lake first. Ready?
Almost. Life jacket on?
No, I'll be fine.
Water temp is about 40 degrees. It only takes 1 minute for cold water shock.
But I can swim.
You should always wear a life jacket when boating.
Okay, I'll wear it.
Good. Let's catch some fish to take home to our families.
I bet I'll catch more.
I bet you don't.
Be ready for the unexpected. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Thanks for joining us. More to go.
Yes, there is, folks. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Our guest is Congressman Paul Mitchell from 10th District, right?
Yep.
That's kind of almost the thumb area.
The whole thumb, yeah. I show people, you know, from Michigan, CC, I show them, I just hold my thumb up, and that's where I'm from.
I like it. Listen, it's a beautiful area over there, especially if you like flatland.
Well, I'm in the area. We've got rolling hills. We've got rolling hills where I live, and so yeah, it gets flat out there, and you get a whole lot of. But no, we get some nice geography here.
Oh yeah,
where I live. Yeah.
Now, Paul, did you hear the giggle in the background? That's Miles, co-host on the show, been my personal friend for well over 40 years. But him and I once upon a time owned a restaurant in the Thumb area. So
we've never been to Lapeer County.
we know a little bit about the Thumb area. It's all jokes aside, it is beautiful. But listen, the reason I wanted to hold you over, Paul, is I'm really trying to understand the divide between the folks and their representatives. It feels like that there's a divide. Now, maybe I'm fooling myself, but the other reason I wanted to hold you over is Miles is from Illinois, calls in from Chicago, probably has a very different vantage on this than we do. Michigan and Illinois are very different places, I want to add. And I know Miles, right at the towards the end of the segment gone by, I accidentally cut you off. But what were you trying to ask Congressman Paul Mitchell?
Oh, when you guys were talking about the budget, I was sitting there thinking about back in the 90s on the contract with America, where when Newt was trying to freeze the growth of the automatic, you know, 10% bump in the budget from year to year, and how it was being demagogued by the Democrats as, oh, the Republicans are trying to do cutbacks, when, sure, in fact, it was just stopping growth. So I was like, you know, this whole idea, and I don't know, Congressman, correct me if I'm wrong, but it kind of, doesn't this kind of lead itself to being demagogued?
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, there are people out there saying that because I proposed changing our appropriations process and limiting our spending, basically, but protecting Social Security and Medicare. There are people out there still saying that I propose massive cuts to Social Security and Medicare, or the president has his most recent budget, both of which aren't true. But as you guys know, I mean, if you say it enough in social media, but the mainstream media picks it up, it has to be true. I mean, they said it. So, I mean, that becomes the challenge. I'll give you an example. About 70% of Americans have actually seen a reduction in their federal taxes. Their taxes are down because of the tax cut bill. Only about 40% of Americans believe they got a tax cut, despite the fact the numbers are there in front of them.
We did a little segment a couple of weeks ago, Paul, on exactly that topic.
Yeah.
The poll that we had at the time, and I can't remember the source now, but the polling that we had, in fact, we had a couple different polls on the topic, and it ranged between 14 and 17% actually believed they got a tax cut.
Yeah.
But then you start doing the math, and there's 50 million plus people that pay zero. Here's a caveat, zero or less in federal tax. I thought, how do you pay less than zero in federal tax?
Well, so, because you get a refund, that earned income tax credit, variety of other things. There's actually some tax credits that are refundable.
You can't call it, but you can't call it a refund if you didn't put it in. You can just call it welfare.
The refundable. That's what that. You're right. The top 5% of filers pay just about 60% of all the federal taxes paid.
Right, and they don't pay enough because they're mean, evil scoundrels.
Well, I don't know. Bernie Sanders only pays the minimum. Bernie says he only pays what's required. So if Bernie says okay, is it okay?
Bernie is not as fun as AOC, but he really tries.
Congressman, I've got one other question for you,
sure.
Joe. It looks like from out here in flyover country that not much is going on in Pelosi's house. And so I'm wondering, from your vantage point, is a lot more getting done and it's just not getting out in the press? Or is Pelosi just going to dig in her heels until 2020?
Well, you know, I refer to it. I did, it's on my Facebook page. I did a little video about what I call 100 days of disarray. That's what we've had in the House since Nancy and the Democrats have taken over. We passed more non-binding resolutions than anything else. I want you to think about that. That's quite amazing. We just talk about it, pass a resolution. It doesn't matter to anybody, but we feel better. They feel better. We've had more bills pass the House than have gone through committee and been subject to hearings or markups, many more. But nothing. I think there have been a handful of bills that have gone through the Senate and the President signed because they're that far off the mark. They're that extreme.
Right.
It's all done to entertain the progressive far left to try to keep the AOCs and those folks in the world from, AOC said that if people don't get on board with her theme, she's going to help raise money to the primary Democrats. I think that's kind of funny. I want to watch that.
I do too. How is it that, and this is maybe psychobabble, but how is it that a non-binding, meaningless resolution makes them feel better? I don't get that.
Well, they can tell the people that they don't pay much attention. They voted for this bill to do whatever, pick something. And therefore, they took a position on it, and they're working on the agenda that they said they would do for whatever cause. Pick one.
So it's a fundraising mechanism, is that right?
Yeah, fundraising and a political presence to strengthen your base for the next election.
So they can send out emails and direct mail that says, looky here, look what I just did on this resolution that slaps them in the head. And it didn't pass, but everyone was, you know, we really fought for you. Send us $100.
Yeah. It's all about, unfortunately, sometimes, and we talked about it kind of between segments, there's way too much time and energy spent on political messaging and that whole process of elections, and there isn't getting things done for American people sometimes. And there are days that both parties are responsible for that, but it's been 100 days of silliness since Nancy and the Democrats took over. We've got big issues. Infrastructure, we're talking about in Michigan at a state level. It's also an issue at the federal level. We've got issues to take care of in terms of higher education policy and what we do, and federal government's heavily involved in that. We've got a series of things that make a difference, that can make a difference for Americans. We spend time talking about one non-binding resolution on pick something. I mean, it's just been silly.
Sure.
We've had days on the House. We've had one vote in a day.
Wow.
Just one.
Wow. Yeah. Well, on one hand, this is an internal wrestle match I have. On one hand, I think if you folks aren't doing your jobs, not you personally, the House of Representatives in total, if you aren't doing your job, then and my liberty can take a breather from being in a flat foot race. On the other hand, I think, wait a minute, then you can't advance any cuts, you can't advance any deregulations. If nothing's happening, then nothing good is happening either. So that's the internal wrestling match I have between cheering on nothingness versus wanting you to be able to get the job done and, frankly, reducing the size and scope of government.
Well, there's that. The other thing we have to do is there are things that, as you know, from the Constitution, otherwise the federal government has to do, defend our nation, protect our borders. We've got federal infrastructure requirements to the interstate highways and bridges and waterways. We've not dealt with a federal infrastructure bill. And we've got the same issue on a national basis we have in the state in terms of infrastructure that's failing. And we haven't dealt with it effectively. We talk about it around the edges because no one wants to take on anything bold and aggressive. And I've met with the White House about it. We've had conversations. I'm going to plan to roll out joint op-ed with a, believe it or not, we're going to do it on a bipartisan basis or try to with a Democrat on getting something done to make our infrastructure sound and effective going forward.
I thought that was the call of all Democrats 2, 3, 4 years ago was infrastructure. And now
they just want to spend money.
Well,
there's a difference, man. They just want to do these shovel-ready projects. No.
Listen, we're down in the final 30 seconds, Congressman.
Sure.
Miles, jump in with any final questions.
I got my two out.
All right. Paul, anything else that you want to share with folks before we run out of time?
No, it's good to talk to you, Mike. I really appreciate you always taking time to chat about what's going on. I'll continue to call in and we'll chat about what's going on in the state, what's going on in Washington, and kind of keep your listeners up to date.
Congressman Paul Mitchell, I always very much enjoy having you on. Please keep up the great work you're doing, and folks, we'll be right back.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is continuing to see the sights and sounds of London as the president was greeted by Queen Elizabeth and toured parts of Buckingham Palace earlier today. The president then made a visit to Westminster Abbey and laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Warrior. This is day one of the president's three-day visit to the UK. Another active weather day in parts of the country, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Storms across the Midwest, the Plains, and the South are bringing new threats of flash flooding. Areas of West Texas, Kansas, eastern Nebraska, and western Iowa facing the greatest risk today and tonight. Major flooding continuing as well in Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas.
And a delegation of Mexican officials are in Washington, D.C. for talks over President Trump's plan to levy tariffs in an effort to get the nation to do more to stop the flow of migrants over the southern border. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, a great place to be on a daily basis, RenegadeRiver.com. Just saying.
I think it's a brilliant thought to share with folks. That's what I'm telling. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Miles, during the break, you shared a story. ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union.
Michigan, ACLU.
Yeah, we got our own.
Right.
Sues Detroit to end cash bail system. So you're a charged criminal. Judge sets your bail at $5,000 or $500 or whatever. They want to end that part of the process. Is that what I'm getting out of this?
Yeah, no, they're saying that I have to factor in your economic world before I set bail.
Then that would, in effect, end the concept of bail.
Correct.
I mean, that's the effect of it.
Makes sense, though. That's the hilarious part of this.
Is that it makes sense?
I mean, well, to somebody.
So you broke the law. Let's say you've got a whole streak of law breaking. You've been charged. The judge that we pay to make a judgment based on state law or federal law says you are going to pay $5,000 bail or go straight to the pokey. By the way, when I say $5,000, I really mean 10% of $5,000. Oh, no, I don't make enough money. Okay, that's okay. Then we'll see you in a couple months at your next court appointment. Does anyone think that ain't going to work?
It gets to the
point of just laughable.
Right. And so think about it. So the court system is going to get tied up in this.
Right.
Where they could be addressing something serious.
Right. Yeah, it's taking it to the 36th District Court. It's where this suit is taking place. To me, what they're asking for is numbskull thinking. And by the way, it's another issue where it begs the question of why do we have a state legislature? Why do we have a federal legislature? Why do we have laws if they get to pick and choose which laws they want to uphold, like our own attorney general here in Michigan says that if Roe v. Wade is struck down, she's not going to recognize it. I think, wait a minute. Who are you? Who do you think you are? We've been forced to recognize things that we don't agree with because we're a country of laws. Now you've got the ACLU that thinks it's okay just to act willy-nilly and have no repercussions.
Speaking of the Michigan Attorney General, that hate crimes unit is still my favorite part.
To me, I think it's a racist act. The whole concept of hate crimes to me is built on racism. I'm going to look at you differently than I'm going to look at you. Well, no, I'm not. You're both citizens. I don't know how they can see it any different. I murdered you, but somehow it's worse because I hated you when I murdered you. You go, what? What kind of thinking is this? This is idiocy on steroids, in my humble opinion.
But why is Big Brother watching your Facebook page?
Big Brother, he or she, whichever gender they picked this day,
right,
are very concerned with my Facebook page. Speaking of screwballs, this is from Fox News. Congestion tax on drivers gains steam in big cities after New York approves a controversial plan. So, and then my notes is if you drive a car, I'll tax the street. If you try to sit, I'll tax your seat. Brian Thomas recognizes it as the Beatles tax man. Does this make sense to you that we're going to attack those stuck in congestion?
Hey, come on. This is right up there with taxing the rain.
Taxing the rain. You've got a very large driveway. That's going to cost you extra.
Yep.
So who sits around and thinks of this stuff? Ah, talk about they overappraise themselves so much. Immigrant pummeled by two men for wearing mega hat. This guy, this is from Fox News, and I'm wondering where is the media on this? Because even I didn't see this on Fox News, the television. I had to find it as a sub-story. So this guy is an immigrant from Africa, West Africa, a pro-Trump immigrant from West Africa, and he got a whooping for wearing a MAGA hat. And that's a hate crime, isn't it, Miles Bauer?
I was to say, and the guy legally became an American citizen.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspector.
Some clouds, then morning will give way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon, high 39, winds west at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, some clouds, low 29, winds south at 5 to 10. And tomorrow, some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon, and the high will be 58 degrees. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Long-term forecast, thunder showers on Wednesday, high 59. Thursday, mostly cloudy, high 47. Friday, partly cloudy, high 45. And then a little iffy, wintry mix on Saturday, high 41, and Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, snow showers, high 35. That's Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather.
The weather is brought to you by Homestead Senior Care. It's about finding trustworthy care for your aging loved one. To us, it's personal. It's about providing the highest quality home care service to fit you and your loved one's needs. Contact Homestead Senior Care today at 908-788-6705 or visit our website at www.homestead.com/325. That's 908-788-6705 or visit www.homestead.com/325.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men.
Good morning, Hunterdon County. This is Big C coming to you live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're in our second hour of Monday. It's 9 o'clock, and I have my special guest in here, and that's J.T. Gabriel from K9Soldiers.org. And this is going to be a very informative little show because we're just talking on the break about how I had learned about J.T.'s daughter, Casey, getting an award from a Chamber of Commerce in Pennsylvania for being involved in and starting up this particular organization. And that just led me down this path of finding out more about Canine Soldiers. So I'm very happy to have JT in here today. We were scheduled to have you in December, but you had to take care of a little medical business, JT. So, again, I'm really happy that you came in now, and a pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you for having me, and good morning to all your listeners.
Good morning. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and just kind of a summary of Canine Soldiers, and then we'll get into the details.
In 2008, December 2008, I was working with a local group, and we were collecting for the veterans up at Lyons. I've always had an interest in young people and animals, particularly dogs. So after that collection, I was inspired to found Canine Soldiers. Our mission is has always been about the human canine bond between our soldiers and the dogs that serve them. Mm-hmm. So we have two distinct branches in our charity, and we are 501c3. Our mission started out supporting all of our military working dogs in all five branches of the armed services.
Mm-hmm.
And under our umbrella, we have a new program that now provides service dogs for our wounded warriors. And those wounded warriors don't necessarily have to have been canine handlers downrange. They are mostly infantry, and we even have a couple of guys from special forces that come back with PTSD and are in need of a service dog.
Okay, so you, all right, you just opened up a whole world for me. So there's two focuses. The first one was specifically looking at the use of dogs in the military.
Correct.
And so how did that idea come about? What gave you that consideration that needed to, that had a challenge that you folks need to meet?
Well, I actually stumbled on another charity that's a big charity called Soldiers Angels, and they had a division that served canine handlers. So I reached out to them to offer, volunteer services, and I got no response. And I reached out several times and was basically ignored. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, I'll do this myself. And I had a lawyer do all the paperwork and mm-hmm. set the charity up. And it didn't take very long for us to be connected to the various military installations. We do have, for a small charity, we have a worldwide reach. just this morning, I received a call from Germany about a military working dog who will be put down by the end of the month if they can't find someone to adopt her.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to be transported back to the United States. I've worked and I am working with Senator Blumenthal's office in Connecticut with reference to a bill that would hopefully stop this sort of practice. Mm-hmm. You know, these soldiers, these four-legged soldiers, serve just like our two-legged soldiers do. In fact, even the administration in the military will tell you that they have saved thousands and thousands of lives. In Vietnam, it's estimated we had 15,000 dogs that served over the period of that war. Mm-hmm. Only 200 of those dogs made it home. Those dogs were left behind on the battlefield.
Wow.
It's thanks to President Clinton. He did sign a bill called Robbie's Law that allows civilians to now adopt retired military working dogs. But there are still a few glitches here and there, and one of them is when dogs are overseas, the term is OCONUS, outside the continental United States, and they are declared excess, mm-hmm. because they are considered equipment, they are then discarded as a file cabinet would be discarded. And I quite frankly find that appalling. I think the motto that no soldier left behind should also apply to our military working dogs.
Now, I got completely taken by surprise when I found out about your organization, because whether I'm embarrassed about it or not, I had really not given any thought to the fact that our military was using canines in such a capacity. So could you just back up for a second and give us a little bit of understanding as to why the canines are out there and what they're doing?
Sure. And if any of your listeners would like to actually, you know the history of how dogs have served in the military, you can find a book called War Dogs by Michael Lemish, L-E-M-I-S-H, which is a great history all the way back to Napoleon, to the Civil War. The Red Cross actually used dogs to determine what soldiers were alive and which soldiers were dead on the battlefield. But there was a time in the First World War where people donated their dogs to the military. And then later on, the Air Force at Lackland Air Force Base took over training dogs. These dogs serve in a capacity of being bomb sniffers, mm-hmm. and narcotics. Most military dogs are dual-purpose dogs, and that means that they are certified not only to find explosives, but to attack on command.
Wow.
And when our young men and women are in Iraq and they're going house to house or they're sniffing bombs, looking for IEDs, you know, someone might jump out of a doorway, mm-hmm. Or they may be surrounded, and that dog will take a bullet for any handler. Wow. They are incredible. The stories. One story comes to mind of a Marine dog named Lex. His handler, Corporal Dustin Lee, was out ahead of the troop searching for IEDs. When one went off, it killed Corporal Lee instantly, and it wounded Lex. Lex was hit with shrapnel all through his back. He crawled over the body of his dead handler, and when the troops came up from the rear, it took six Marines to pull that dog off his handler.
Wow.
He fought to his last breath. The Marines have done something on certain occasions that I just admire them for. They will allow the family of a fallen Marine to adopt the military working dog if the dog survives. I know of at least two or three occasions that they've done that.
Wow.
And so Lex now resides with Corporal Lee's family.
And the training for these dogs now is done as a branch of the service that actually...
Yeah, military working dogs belong to the Department of Defense.
Okay.
And they are the property of the Department of Defense.
Do you have a round number as to how many dogs are in service at any given time?
Well, we had over 2,000 dogs in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Just last month, I received an email request from Afghanistan, from a FOB out in Afghanistan. Well, actually, it wasn't a FOB. It was a base. They had 304 dogs there.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, you know, we have everything the dogs need as far as food and water, but they're bored in the kennels, and, you know, we need toys and things for them to do, so... We sent out a request for assistance to the citizens here in Hunterdon County. And, of course, being the generous people they are, they responded. And we've sent out a couple thousand dollars worth of Kongs and biscuits and all kinds of things.
Wow.
So there are thousands of dogs that have served.
Amazing. It's like completely... blows my mind that the where, and I've seen movies where you see dogs in the military or part of the military, but it just never connected for me. I don't know why that was. Listen, JT, we need to take a commercial break, and we'll come back and talk more about canine soldiers after these messages.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Nine 17, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. I'm looking at my cell phone. Just one alert, and 7:49 a.m. this morning, I-78 in Clinton to Tewksbury. There was a delay due to volume eastbound on Route 78 from exit 20 to 24. You could have seen that on 511nj.org on the webcams, so give that a look-see. Otherwise, if you're experiencing a traffic problem I'm not reporting on the air, email me in the booth at onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. And I'll get on the next traffic report every 10 minutes on Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio Traffic. It's 9:18. We're back with J.T. Gabriel of Canine Soldiers Org. And J.T. was giving us a little bit of a synopsis of all the activities that Canine Soldiers has gotten involved with in its short history. So I want to backtrack a little bit, and how long has Canine Soldiers been in effect?
December 2008.
Okay, so you've only been doing this for about 3 years.
Correct.
And how you said you made your call to try and get involved with another organization that had some semblance of doing this same activity, but you didn't get the response, so you started it yourself. And your daughter got involved, right, Casey?
Yes.
So is it just you two right now that are doing this?
Well, we have a board of advisors and volunteers that help us with various, presentations that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep it small, lean and mean. We don't pay any salaries and work hard.
Sure. But what if a person was going to get be a volunteer with you, what would be some of the activities that you are doing right now that would be something they would consider, that you would consider offloading to them?
Well, right now the biggest mission that we have is if people go to our website at www.soldiers.org. And you click on the tab, the commemorative. We have, there's a sketch there of a sculpture that we are ready to cast in bronze. So let me explain why that is important. These military working dogs have silently done their work and been committed to the service of the United States for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
We wish to honor them when they are retired. When they're retired, my military working dog, Ben, received a meritorious medal of service from the House of Representatives in the Air Force. He was commemorated on the floor of the House of Representatives. And in his old age, after retirement, these dogs.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady Melania Trump have some downtime before tonight's formal state banquet in Great Britain. Queen Elizabeth is hosting the affair at Buckingham Palace. With more on the President's trip to the UK, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Earlier today, Queen Elizabeth gave the Trumps a tour of parts of Buckingham Palace. News photographers capturing the group, viewing the Queen's vast royal collection of gifts and historical memorabilia. The President and First Lady also had a private lunch with the Queen as they begin a 3-day state visit.
The House on Monday is expected to pass a massive disaster aid bill. After weeks of delays, President Trump is expected to sign the roughly $19 billion bill that covers states impacted by hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. 3 separate Republicans voted down unanimous consent votes that were put forth by Democratic leaders last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, use my promo code USA.
After a weekend of crime in Chicago, Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says his officers are doing what they can and continuing to urge the community to help them.
We're going to continue to do everything in our power to prevent and respond to violence. But really, we cannot do this without the support of the communities or a unified criminal justice system that keeps our gun offenders out of our neighborhoods.
Check your freezers for recalled chicken from Purdue Foods. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us what to look for.
About 50,000 bags of frozen, fully cooked, organic, gluten-free chicken breast nuggets are being recalled. The company says there's a potential that a small number of the packages may contain small pieces of wood. The bags are marked with an expiration date of October 25th, 2019. So far, there have been no reports of any injury associated with the product. For more info, log on to PurdueFarms.com.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to